Yeah, and he's still Sports Creek. Hey, were you the one heading from Argentine up Seymour Road towards Flint?
Yes, sir. I first hit the repeater just north of Milford on Hickory Ridge, but I wouldn't have been legible to anyone. But really, once I got to Linden Road, off of White Lake Road, that's when I really started be able to be heard by Cliff there. But yeah, I'm heading up Seymour right now. I live just south of you, just south of Swartz Creek in Dane.
Okay. I was curious because I was wondering what kind of rig you're running to hit the repeater. I'm assuming it's a mobile base station type thing with a short antenna. But I was just curious how many wattage you're running, because I'd like to be able to put a base station down there and I can hit the flat repeater with.
I'm running a Baofeng GM21. It's a little 5-watt radio. I'm sure it only does 5 watts on a really good day, downhill. But and then I got it hooked to a Nagoya, I believe it's a 72G. It's a little magnetic rooftop antenna. My next plan is to buy a 50-watt mobile unit for the truck, but for now I am quite impressed with the handheld and the performance I'm getting.
Roger that.
Sorry, I'm
pretty good.
Just answer your question, sir.
I got a 30-plus
meter on my roof, about 5 watts. Living in, I'm assuming, living in White Lake, that's over about the area that I want to be able to hit the Flint repeater, so... I'll have to try and take my bow bang down there.
Someone was talking over the transmission, but yeah, the Baofeng is good bang for your buck. I definitely recommend, if you don't have one yet, because I couldn't hear the first half, the Nagoya roof antenna has made a huge difference because my truck gives off a lot of interference with a whip inside of it trying to get transmission.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'll look into that because I'm very curious in how that would function down there. Hey, I really appreciate it. I really appreciate your time and talking with you, and hopefully I'll talk with you again on here, and I'm also AMI too, so I just started doing the MRS, and so I still do 73s over here, even though I think a lot of... Sorry about that. My Baofeng cuts out every 30 seconds. I got to turn that off, but just wanted to say thank you, and I'll be on close WGSV 628.
Yeah, no problem. I'm always open to ideas, bounced off me too. Me and my friend Cliff at work are just getting into this, so we are very green to it as well. Just trying to do as much research as possible. Over.
Yeah, I totally understand. It's a really cool radio platform as well as, I didn't really know much about it when you got my license and, like I said, I've been a ham op for a while and figured I'd give this a try. But, hey, I really appreciate your time and I look forward to talking to you guys again here on...
Hey, no problem, man. This is WSGP 419, and I will continue monitoring. It was great talking to you as well.
This is WGSV 628. I am...
This is 3:30.
Glad to hear you guys are getting into it. It's definitely an interesting hobby. Gotta love it. A lot of information out there. You generally have a fine day. This is WSFS. 3:30. We're monitoring.